Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Our guy, John Bloom, the voice of the Suns, is going to join us here momentarily. The Suns just landed about an hour ago, and they're on their way to getting settled here in the Bay so that we can home and home this sucker, the Warriors and the Suns, last night and tomorrow night at Chase Center. As soon as we're done hanging out with John, it is a full-blown what the Friday, okay? WTF. So whatever take you have that you have not been able to get off your chest, doesn't matter the sport, doesn't even matter if it's sports, okay? We'll take your calls, 888-957-9570. I see a bunch of text messages already coming in. We'll read some of those. But keep firing away. WTF, what the Friday, as soon as we're done hanging out with John Bloom, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Hi, friend. How you doing?
What's up? Happy home and Hanukkah, I guess.
Yeah, very,
that might be a five.
Yeah, that was very, very
out of five,
good.
That was awesome.
That's very good. And I don't know if you got the message last night, but drinks on whoever wins that game.
Last night's game.
Yeah, last night's game. Yeah.
Because, so you're buying.
No, I said drinks on whoever wins the game.
Oh, wins.
Whoever wins the game, wins the game. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fair. I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
Although I won't be here to collect or let you collect tomorrow night. And I was listening mid-air when I heard a guarantee was made. And my question to both of you is,
guarantee.
How is a radio host held accountable when their guarantee fails?
That's a good question, seeing as I'm the
especially
one who made
on a Friday, yeah, where, you know, by Monday, no one remembers anything.
Yeah, we're just previewing the Niners on Monday. So, John, you know the answer to this. There is absolutely no accountability whatsoever for a radio host. But I stand by my guarantee. The Warriors are taking the Suns down tomorrow night. And I think you know it, too.
I don't know it. I don't want it to happen, but it very, very well may happen, as we've seen plenty of that happen in the past. But I can say this, neither team played great last night.
Nope, they didn't.
Not a beautiful basketball game.
There's all kinds of things that we want to get into with you about it. The Warriors are frustrating their fan base at a very high level, but let's stay in the moment for a second. And are you, to the best of your ability, give me what you can on Dylan Brooks, because this is, it's like, look, Draymond Green plays for the Warriors. I get it. They're both big time irritants. To me, Dylan Brooks, I don't know that I've ever watched a game where something doesn't happen. And that's my opinion. I think the league has looked way too much at Draymond and not enough at Dylan. What can you tell me maybe about him that we don't know about what he does?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think I've learned so much over the last couple months that I didn't know either, because when you're not near him and you don't see him operate every day, then what you see is what you see, the highlights or the lowlights, if it will. But in this case, I can tell you that he's been amazing for the Phoenix Suns. The reason is because they were missing basically all the things that he brought and brings on a daily basis. And so this was a team that just direly needed leadership in the manner that he brings it. And I know you might not think, punching a dude is trying to shoot a three on your closeout is leadership. I don't either, but it's all wrapped into the package, okay? And it's all part of who Dylan Brooks is. And I have now kind of gotten a real inside look at what it is. And it is a character that he's developed, Dylan the villain. And he has embraced that character. And he puts a lot of time into creating it and developing it and being that guy on the basketball court. Now, off the court, he's not. And I think that's part of what endears him to his teammates and the people around him when he goes from city to city like Memphis to Houston to now Phoenix. And I admired him when he was an Oregon Duck, to be honest with you. I thought he was a phenomenal college player. And Mark will tell you, I watch a lot of Pac-12 hoops back in the day as a Cal fan. I know I've admitted it on your air before. It's my dad's fault. But anyway, the bottom line is he's an excellent basketball player, and I think that's what I didn't really expect for him to become again, because I remember him being that at Oregon, but he has definitely had to be that for Phoenix, because if you think about it, the number one guy they got in the trade from Houston, or maybe the biggest piece, was Jalen Green. He's played all of one game and 7 minutes this season for the Phoenix Suns. So they're still waiting for that to pay out. And in the meantime, Dylan Brooks has had to do a lot more heavy lifting scoring-wise, distributing, rebounding, everything on the floor in addition to all the other stuff that he brings. So I've been pretty impressed. I know that doesn't sound good to anybody listening in the Bay because he's the villain here, and he should be, and that's what he's created. You hate him if he's not on your team, and now I know why you love him if he is.
But beyond that, and you're so right, John, about his game, and I was telling Mark earlier, because Mark and I go back and forth about Dylan Brooks, and it's Mark's least favorite maybe athlete in
Kidding. Yeah.
And then you watch him last night, and he is a scoring machine, and you're thinking, all right, Dylan's showing his game, but then the straight-up cheap shot on Steph Curry, is there any, like, internal or any, like, fan blowback at, just the entire package and the negative side of Dylan Brooks?
It's starting to happen, Dibs. It is. Last night, definitely, listening to the post-game show on my way home after the game, I was hearing that from fans who were disappointed with a couple of the plays. Because remember, I don't know if you saw it, but the previous game he got ejected in the final minute against the Lakers.
Yep.
In a tight game. And that was a brutal call, by the way. It was just an awful night of officiating, and we can talk about that on another show, another time. But the NBA definitely has an issue right now with their refs, and they need to work on that. But as a side, Dylan Brooks probably was still living that moment on how basically what happened to Steph happened to him. LeBron James gave him a rib shot on a three-pointer, which he hit, falling down to put the Suns up. And they went up by one in the final seconds, and then they went and reviewed it, and they called Dylan Brooks for a technical foul, because after he took that rib shot and fell down, he got up and got LeBron's face. And, of course, what does LeBron do? He flops, because that is what he is and has become right now, and it's a shame. It is a shame. It's an embarrassment to LeBron. It's an embarrassment to the Lakers. It's an embarrassment to the league, and I think that he probably has overstayed his welcome, to be honest with you. So that's a take.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You probably don't hear often either, but I'm ready to share it because I've now seen two consecutive games where one, LeBron completely embarrassed himself trying to get 10 points while his team was getting blown out by the Suns at home to keep his streak alive. And then this one where he basically grabs a referee, Scott Twardowski, and assaulted him. You can look at the videos.
Yep, I saw
it. Did not get called for a foul, a technical, anything. Should have been an automatic ejection and a suspension for a game. Nothing happened. So this is why I'm talking about how embarrassing it is for the product, for the Lakers, for the LeBron James family, and for the NBA.
Yeah, it's interesting. John Bloom, voice of the Suns, is joining us. Since we're on this, John, let's talk about the officiating last night. And certainly nothing that egregious, but what are your thoughts about a foul called with less than a second to go in what is essentially a rebounding scrum where four large men are all just kind of tugging at each other?
Yeah, I know. That was another crazy one. And again, there's been so many kind of late game whistles and reviews in these last two games that my mind's all jumbled up because of it. I usually try not to let it get to me. As somebody who has to call the action, what I try to do is describe what the players are doing and how they're reacting maybe to the calls that did or did not happen or should or shouldn't happen. I don't try to get into should the officials, you know, have done this or did they blow it or all that, because then you can just go crazy. And right now I feel like I am going crazy.
It's tough because, I mean, we all watch the games and, you know, I'm a youth ref, so I always keep an eye on the officials. But what I'm seeing, John, and yeah, thank you, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but free throws are up, three foul shots per team per game, so that's six extra free throws. And I've been thinking about this. Is it almost better now to foul and give a team two shots as opposed to be victimized by the omnipresent three-point shot?
Yeah, that's now you're getting in even deeper into those metrics, and they're doing all these studies, right? I mean, daily. It's a live study to see should you be altering your approach offensively, defensively, in transition and everything. And I heard Steve Kerr talking about it for a while before the game last night, actually, with us in the media room. And it's a fascinating thing because the game is evolving. It has evolved certainly over the course of the last decade. And now with response to that, it's not just should you foul the shooter. It's also how are we crashing offensive glass when all these threes are being shot, and do you crash in a totally different way because most of these rebounds are now long rebounds, right, when they're being shot from deeper on the floor. So now you're completely changing your approach to how you crash the glass and how you respond to fast breaks, because now you might let a guy leak out and get a layup because you'd rather get a three-pointer or get fouled shooting a three because the math works better for you, even if you gave up the deuce on the other end. I don't know. Again, I think it's, to me, I still love the game, the art of the game, the beauty of the game. I remember, you know, with Willard just beating it up when nobody's even watching and playing basketball and acting as if you were strategizing with your boys. But that's me, it's maybe taking it a little too far with the numbers at this point. I don't know if we'll come back to the norm, you know, maybe we go crazy analytics-wise for a couple decades, and then we end up using the eye test a little bit more. I don't know.
John Bloom, the voice of the Suns, is with us. They just landed in town, obviously, defeated the Warriors by one last night. Same two teams, different location, Chase Center. Tomorrow night, you'll hear all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. John, you're probably aware of this. I know you're tapped in, but at the same time, maybe not. At least, and I'm going to just make up a number, I don't know. It feels like half of the fan base right now here in the Bay thinks that we've arrived at a time where Steve Kerr is either like his style, his system has aged out, his rotations are absolutely bananas, and plenty of them are even talking about him being fired. I know what your thoughts are on Steve. I'd love for you to share them with our audience.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I've always admired Steve. I mean, obviously, you go back to when he was playing on the Bulls and Spurs, and I don't love those teams, so that maybe that was when I took a little break. But even back when he was a guard at University of Arizona, and you may or may not remember this, but when he scored at McHale Center, the public address announcer would just say Steve, right? And, or he would say Steve Kerr, and the entire audience would echo it. And it was just phenomenal. And as a kid, that was when I was still coming up, you know, here in the Bay. I just thought it was so awesome that this dude had that kind of response in that place where there obviously were other stars around him, too, at U of A. But now, moving past that, he becomes the general manager of the Phoenix Suns. And at that point, I was, you know, just coming up as the pre- and post-game show host. And I got to know him from that standpoint and interviewing him. He always treated me phenomenally. And he had such a bright basketball mind. I felt like this guy's a shooting star. And hopefully he stays with the Phoenix Suns. And then next thing you know, GM was not the role for him. Coach was. And he's proven that over and over and over again. Now, I get it why you look as a Warriors fan and you've been spoiled. I'm just going to come out and say it. You've been spoiled. Just like me as a Niner fan. I was spoiled growing up. Now, young Niners fans don't feel the same way as me and Willard and the old Niners fans. Dibs, I don't know if you're going to include yourself in that group. But when it comes to the Warriors right now, you're still fresh with these titles not that far away, so everybody knows what it feels like to be on top of the mountain. And so now you're going to say aging. I'd say it's not Steve Kerr necessarily in his style that's aging. Maybe his team is aging. And maybe that's a tough thing to confront at this point because, you know, Steph Curry still has it. There's no doubt in my mind he's still got it at the highest level. And I think that Draymond Green can bring it at his best occasionally, but it's not as consistent as it has been. And Jimmy Butler, I think, could still play at the highest level, as you saw last night. So that can happen, but it just doesn't happen as consistently. And then you're also looking at your future. And I understand that that can be tricky when you get accustomed to winning titles and you want to continue that kind of success, but you have to be honest with yourself.
Is part of this, too, just the time in which we live, John, with the social media and the ability to just fire away and then the echo chamber of people following along behind it? Because what you're saying about Niner fans, and sadly, I'm older than both you and Mark, and so I do remember the lean years before the good years, but some of the newer fans maybe don't have that same deep appreciation for what Warrior fans have gone through.
I think you're right. It's the ebbs and flows of being a fan. What I'll say is from my own personal experience, right? Because the expectations on Planet Orange, as we like to refer to Phoenix Suns fans, were off the charts the last couple of years with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, which was obviously a mistake. But you look at what happened, it was so devastating. And this last year was arguably the worst year as a Suns fan. And for many Suns fans, that's what they'll say, no matter what age they are, even though they had those great players. It was because they were expecting such great things and they failed so miserably. Now you've got a team full of guys that just want to go out, hustle, and play their butts off. And it is so refreshing and fun. And even though they're 15-12, it's not like they're burning up the league. The Suns fans are on fire right now for this product. They absolutely are in love with this group. And it's crazy the way things work. It's just the ebbs and flows of being a fan. And I'm not trying to tell Warriors fans, hey, just wait till Steph's gone and Draymond's gone and Jimmy Butler's gone and you guys can have no expectations. Things will be great. No, that's not what I'm saying. I get that there potentially could be some lean years in between. But the hope is it's not because you've established such a great culture. You have such great leadership. And I do believe that Steve Kerr falls into that category of all-time great leadership. So because of all that, I would still have hope.
John Bloom, voice of the Suns. Do I detect, and I don't mean this in some sort of like bleep you way, but do the Phoenix Suns and their fan base feel kind of relieved that Durant is not there anymore?
Without a doubt. Like, there is zero doubt that I can answer this with so much confidence, Mark. It's just such a different vibe. Now, I had a great time getting a chance to watch him play up close and personally for a couple of years. That was an absolute thrill. I mean, he is one of the greats, and he treated me great too, so I'm not going to complain about KD. But a lot of fans did, just because of those things I just talked about, the expectations and how much they felt short So fans are going to oftentimes look at that, and that's all they're going to look at, and I don't blame them, you know, especially the ones that are paying their hard-earned money to pay these high prices to go see the product that's putting out there. So, you know, I think at this point, it's a new page in the Phoenix Suns, you know, history books. Maybe we'll look back in time with a little bit more affection for Kevin Durant and his time in Phoenix. But right now, I think they're all pretty happy that the move was made. And that's, again, without even really seeing the fruits of the trade in Jalen Green. When the one game he played, it was phenomenal, dynamic, right, at 29 points. And also, come on, Mal, watch the number 10 pick that they got, who they're taking their time with. And, you know, he's starting to really develop in the G League, which is great.
Say hi to Pops, and we'll see you in a few hours, bud.
Yeah, man, good talking with you guys, and go Niners.
Indeed.
That's, yeah, John, thank you.
On that, we can agree. John Bloom joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, the voice of the Suns.
And you've known him since you were like 10 or even high school?
Yeah, high school, 13, 14.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's probably your one of your number one homies of all.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really good dude.
And fun that you both went from San Mateo High to being in the biz.
Yeah, yeah. This is what we wanted to do. Yep. We were the co-editors of the sports page of the San Mateo High School newspaper together senior year, and this is what we wanted to do. And here we are.
32 years later, still doing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.